Want an ad-free version of Daily Tech Headlines and support the show directly? Go to DailyTechHeadlines.com to find out how.
Here's a cool fact. A crocodile can't stick out its tongue. Another cool fact, you can get short-term health insurance for a month or just under a year in some states. UnitedHealthcare short-term insurance plans are designed for people who are between jobs, coming off their parents' plan, or turning a side hustle into a full-time gig. Underwritten by Golden Rule Insurance Company, they offer flexible, budget-friendly coverage with access to a nationwide network of doctors and hospitals. Get more cool facts about UnitedHealthcare short-term plans at uh1.com.
My business used to be weighed down by the complexities of in-person payments. Then, Stripe Tap to Pay on iPhone came along and changed everything. With Stripe, I streamlined my payment process effortlessly. No more juggling different methods. Just a simple tap on my iPhone and transactions are complete. What's truly remarkable is how Stripe caters to all my customers' preferences. Whether they're using cards, Apple Pay, or other digital wallets, Stripe ensures a smooth checkout experience every time. Setting up Stripe was a breeze, taking just minutes to get up and running. From local markets to global retailers, Stripe helped me expand my reach and grow my business with ease. To learn how Tap to Pay on iPhone and Stripe can help grow your revenue and reach, visit stripe.com/tapiphone.
These are the Daily Tech Headlines for Friday, November 2nd, 2018. I'm Rich Strappolino. The U.S. Justice Department brought an indictment against the Taiwan-based United Microelectronics Corp. and Chinese state-owned Fujian Jinhua Integrated Circuit Co., as well as three individuals, alleging a conspiracy to steal DRAM trade secrets from Micron Technology. The indictment states that former Micron employee recruited other former employees while at United Microelectronics and set up Fujian Jinhua in 2016 specifically to develop DRAM based on the stolen trade secrets. The Justice Department also filed a civil lawsuit to prevent the two companies from exporting any products using the trade secrets. Google will now require users to enable JavaScript when logging in. Google uses JavaScript to run a risk assessment and says 0.1% of users run with JavaScript turned off. This will disproportionately impact bots, which run through headless browsers with JavaScript generally turned off for performance reasons. Google will also use data from Play Protect to list harmful apps in the security checkup section and prompt them to uninstall them. Google will also notify you whenever you share any data from your Google account, not just Gmail or contacts. And Google will begin walking people through securing their account if potentially unauthorized activity is detected. It's earnings season, and Apple announced it earned $2.91 per share in Q4 with revenue of $62.9 billion. Analysts had expected earnings per share of $2.78 and revenue of $61.57 billion. The company sold 46.89 million iPhones in the quarter with flat growth on the year. They did miss analysts' forecast, though, of 47.5 million iPhones sold. Average sale price did increase 28% on the year to $793, beating analysts' expectations of $750.78. Services revenue increased 27% on the year to $9.98 billion. Other product revenue increased, and that includes Apple Watch, AirPod, and HomePod, and increased 31% on the year to $4.23 billion. An interesting note, Apple CFO Luca Maestri announced on the earnings call that going forward, Apple will report sales revenue for Macs, iPhones, and iPads in a single revenue figure, as opposed to breaking them out as they traditionally have done. Alibaba announced it earned 9.6 yuan per share, the equivalent of $1.37 US, in Q2 with revenue of 85.15 billion yuan. Analysts had expected earnings per share of 7.41 yuan and revenue of 86.51 billion yuan. Despite missing analysts' expectations on revenue, overall, the revenue grew 54.5% on the year. Core e-commerce revenue grew 56% on the year to 72.48 billion yuan, while Alibaba Cloud posted revenue of 5.67 billion yuan, a 90.5% increase on the year. Freedom House issued its annual Internet Freedom Report. 17 of 65 countries in the report adopted laws restricting online media. Of those, 13 prosecuted citizens for spreading false information. The U.S. saw a one-point decline in its freedom ranking, attributed mostly to the repeal of open internet guidelines and the renewal of surveillance authorization. 18 countries increased state surveillance. 32 countries employed commentators, bots, and trolls. Armenia saw social media help its peaceful revolution earlier in the year, and Ethiopia's new prime minister released bloggers from prison and pledged to ease restrictions on online communications. In a series of tweets, Tesla CEO Elon Musk claimed that an advanced version of the AutoPark Summon feature will be ready within 6 weeks. The feature will allow owners of Teslas less than 2 years old to have their car follow them if the Summon button on the Tesla app is held down, as well as allow the owners to drive the car remotely with the phone when in line of sight, as if that's not something crazy. Musk also claimed that the summon update in 2019 will allow Tesla vehicles to drive around a parking lot for spots and determine if it's legal to park at an opening. A new IDC report shows that 355.2 million smartphone units shipped in Q3, down 6% on the year, and the fourth consecutive quarter of year-on-year decline. Samsung remained the largest smartphone company with 20.3% of the market, but overall shipments declined 13.4% to 72.2 billion units. Million units. Huawei and Xiaomi continued to grow shipments on the year despite a contracting Chinese smartphone market, claiming the number 2 and 4 spots respectively. Apple remained the number 3 spot with effectively no growth on iPhone sales. And finally, Flickr announced it will no longer require users to sign in with their Yahoo account credentials as of January 2019, but that those free accounts will no longer have 1 terabyte of storage. Oh no, instead they will be limited to 1,000 photos. Pro users will who pay $50 a year will get unlimited photo storage. Remember, for more discussion of the tech news of the day, subscribe to the Daily Tech News Show at dailytechnewsshow.com or in your podcatcher of choice. Thanks so much for listening. We'll be back with more headlines coming Monday. So from all of us here at Daily Tech Headlines, remember, have a super sparkly day.
Tired of ads barging into your favorite news podcasts? Good news. Ad-free listening is available on Amazon Music for all the music plus top podcasts included with your Prime membership. Stay up to date on everything newsworthy by downloading the Amazon Music app for free or go to amazon.com/newsadfree. That's amazon.com/newsadfree to catch up on the latest episodes without the ads.
Without the ones like you who work tirelessly to keep things running, everything would suddenly stop. Hospitals, factories, schools, and power plants, they all depend on you. No matter the weather, emergency, or time of day, you're the ones who get it done. At Grainger, we're here for you with professional-grade industrial supplies. Count on real-time product availability and fast delivery. Call, clickgrainger.com or just stop by. Grainger, for the ones who get it done.